Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
I mean, it's never a good time to ghost anybody, but especially around the holidays.
That one hurts, huh?
That's where we're supposed to be, like, extra friendly to people.
Mm-hmm,
so
you think.
Yeah. Try to get some answers. Joseph is on the phone. Good morning, Joseph.
Hey, dude.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hello.
Did not go well with Summer, even though you thought it did, obviously. She hasn't responded. We're going to try to get some answers. But why don't you fill us in on the backstory first?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I feel like I've had, like, decent luck on apps before.
Uh-huh.
And my last relationship actually came from it. But when that ended, like, I decided to put myself back on the dating apps. And I found what seemed like a pretty good thing. We got off to starting off chatting online, and I got to, like...
What is going on here? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We lost you, Joseph.
There was a train going by. Oh,
okay. Do you live in a tunnel, or what's the deal?
No.
You got a tent in the tunnel?
Yeah, my bad. Just live by the train
It's all good. All right. So anyway, so you've done well on the apps, and the last woman you dated came from the apps.
Yeah.
And?
We got up to starting off to chatting online, and I asked for a number, like, pretty quickly because we were vibing. And I'm pretty traditional, so I didn't want to talk too much online and meet in person because I feel like, you know, you can't really get to know someone until you're in person. And
so how was that?
Yeah.
First date was great. There were no awkward moments, you know, and that's like usually first dates can be like a little hilly, but like this one was great.
Okay.
Conversation never stopped. I felt like we both learned so much about each other. And then after the date, like after all that, she just ghosted me. I've never been ghosted before, probably because I've been in like long-term relationships. I don't know. I guess it's common, as everyone says, it's happening these days.
Well, based upon the fact that we've been doing this multiple times a week for many, many, many years.
Don't feel bad. Dude,
don't feel bad. It is as common as people say. But Joseph, I understand it doesn't make it any easier for you. So we're going to call Summer and see if we can figure out what went wrong. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Hang on, buddy.
Hello?
Is this Summer?
Yes.
It's a good thing. Hey, it's Booker, Alex, and Audrey.
Hey.
We're with the morning show on Mix 94.7. And we're calling because we do a segment called Waiting by the Phone. We try to help out people that have been on dates and they haven't heard back from that person. So we act as like a mediator to try to get some answers. Now, I just want to let you know that we're calling you with peace and love and goodwill and by no means are trying to make you look bad.
Preach.
We're just here because Joseph contacted us and said, listen, I went out with this woman named Summer. Conversation was so great. She is such a sweet woman. We had a great date. And since then, I haven't heard from her, and I want to know why. So we're here to ask, if you don't mind telling us why. And by the way, I do want to let you know that Joseph is on hold, too, so he can hear what you say. But I hope that doesn't make it awkward.
Okay. Okay, wow.
She's like, that's a lot.
It's a lot. First of all, what did you think of Joseph?
Well, I mean, yeah, he's perfectly fine guy. I mean, to be honest, there's nothing wrong with him. I mean, I wouldn't say our date was, like, great by any means, though. It honestly, it felt like a job interview. I just thought our conversations online, like, also felt pretty generic. But, you know, I assumed that was just me because, you know, with apps, you have to, like, get to know people really quickly so you know you're not wasting your time. Mm-hmm. So I just decided to go for it when he asked me out, even though I really hadn't had, like, a feeling that I was, like, super excited about it.
Audrey says this. He didn't blow my skirt up.
Yep.
So he wasn't blowing your skirt up, Summer?
I guess you can say that. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about the date? So, he said the date was really good.
Yeah.
You felt otherwise?
Yeah, the date was, it was more of the same. Like I said, it felt like a job interview. It was just like question, answer. There were just like no sparks or chemistry or like really any personality added to it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't laugh one time and it just felt serious, like so serious. And once again, like, he's a good guy. We just didn't have the connection that I wanted.
Mm. Just not your guy.
Yeah. Audrey, it's great and a really, really positive sign when the man shows interest and asks questions about you.
Mm-hmm.
But at what point does it feel like a job interview, like she said?
When it's not conversational.
Much? Oh, okay.
When it's just like asking question after question, and there's nothing built upon after mm-hmm. you answer the question.
It's just question answer, and it should be like question answer. Oh, and then a conversation.
Yes,
Joseph, you heard what she said. What do you think?
Yeah, I heard it. I guess we were on different pages because I didn't read into it that way at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Funny to think we both had different versions of what happened.
Information is good, Joe. So I think she just felt like it was more of an interrogation and not like a connection.
Not genuinely to know each other.
Right, right.
I didn't get that way. Okay.
It doesn't matter how you feel. It matters how she feels.
Mm-hmm.
But she did say that you're a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Just not right for her. That's all.
Bums me out that, like, dudes can't win. Like, I mean, I understand.
Oh, boy.
No, seriously.
Audrey is rolling her eyes.
No, I mean, it's like, you know, I've heard the story before where they went on a date and he didn't ask enough questions. And then this guy asked several questions, but he didn't do it the right way. And it's like, what's the deal? We can't win.
Well, what is the right way?
Exactly, bro.
How do I be casual while also, like, wanting to be in a romantic relationship?
Audrey, do you want to answer that question?
Well, women can't win all the time either. It's the same thing. We have just as many girls getting ghosted.
Yeah, good point.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.